Moments of Melody Time. Some pearls and parables to help you here at the beginning of the day. Did you know that swallows can fly 7,000 miles without a chart, without compass, without a radio beam, and yet land at the very place they left 6 months before? We humans have quite a problem with housing. Well, bees, wasps, and ants solve their housing problem by building well-ventilated, weatherproof, well-designed, and practical apartment houses. A group of scientists in Chicago were conducting an experiment, and they placed a female moth of rare species in a room. 4 miles away, remember the distance, 4 miles away, a male moth of the same species was released. In spite of the din and smoke of the city, in spite of the distance, and in spite of the fact that the female was in a closed room, in a few hours the male moth was found beating its wings against the window of the room in which the female was confined. Can you explain such a phenomena? I can't. It's a miracle. A miracle of nature. God made it so. Isn't he wonderful?
My Father is omnipotent, and that you can't deny. A God of might and miracles, is written in the sky. It took a miracle to put the stars in place. It took a miracle to hang the world in space. But when he saved my soul, cleansed and made me took a miracle of love and grace. Though here his glory has been shown, we still can't fully see the wonders of his might, his throne. Will take eternity. It took a miracle to put the stars in place. It took a miracle to hang the world in space.
But when he saved my soul, friends and made me,
now we're reading from the 10th chapter of the Gospel according to Dr. Luke. In one of the villages he entered during his journey, a woman called Martha entertained the Lord Jesus in her house. She had a sister called Mary, and Mary took her place at the Lord's feet and listened to his words. Mary was distracted by waiting on many needs. And so she came to his side and asked, "Lord, art thou content that my sister should leave me to do the serving alone? Come, bid her help me." Jesus answered her, "Martha, Martha, how many cares and troubles thou hast. But only one thing is necessary, and Mary has chosen for herself the best part of all, that which shall never be taken away from her." Mary has chosen to sit at his feet. How few do today, in this busy life, to find time. Well, you have to take time to sit at his feet. Why don't you take time out sometime a little later in the day and open your Bible and read a few verses. That's the best way to prepare yourself to be at his feet.